I think it's awesome. I don't think it's just representing the team, though. I think it's representing like a whole just group of women, everyone who's fought the same struggle she's fought. I think it's amazing.
How strong is your mom? You watched her go through it, I'm sure.
She's superwoman to me, you know. I've just seen her just fight through it with a smile on her face. And despite of all that, just work hard through all the adversity that she's gone through.
Mom, can you just kind of talk about your journey through that and how you're cancer-free now and ready to rock?
Sure, I'd be honored to. January of 2008, after a business trip to New Orleans, I came home and I became very ill. I had very flu-like symptoms, and I went to the doctor, and they sent me home, told me to take Tylenol because it was flu, and I had to just, you know, it had to wear off. Through the month of February, I made continuous visits to the doctor's office, and they kept sending me back home. In March, on a Sunday, I went back to the doctor's office, and I told them, I said, I will not move another inch. I said, there's something wrong with me. I said, it's not the flu. I said, you have to do some extensive searching, testing. I said, because there's something wrong, because I was very active. You know, I don't smoke, don't drink, you know, anything. So I knew my body and knew that there was something wrong. Well, in between the time that they had scheduled testing, I found a lump in my left breast. Well, they said that that was secondary. They wanted to find out what else may have been going on. I had a history since I was 12 years old of lumps in the same breast, and they were benign. Well, the testing and everything was okay, even though everything was like off of the charts. All of the average testing that a woman would go through, you know, they were off the charts, but they said everything was okay. Well, they did a biopsy, and the biopsy came back, and it was cancerous. That was in June. Later June, I went and had surgery, and they removed it. In July, I had to have another surgery. Well, they had to remove more tissue because they were uncertain as if they had gotten all of it. In the month of July, I began chemotherapy. I had chemotherapy for a year. During that year, I also had to have radiation treatment. I had radiation treatment for about 6 months. And afterwards, I had to have what is called Herceptin treatment, in which only about 9% of an individuals in the world can take. And I happened to be one of them. And I had Herceptin treatments for a year. And as of June of 2010, I was cancer-free. And through it all, I was able to continue to work. I was able to continue to make all of his games for college and his brother's game for college, and to maintain a household. So I was really blessed. And I can stand here today and just tell everyone, you know, it's not an easy journey, but I was able to do it. You know, I was able to persevere and veer through it. And I just want to tell anyone who's going through what I've been through, that you can make it. You just have to be persistent and just know that you can beat it, and just have confidence in yourself, and you'll be able to make through it.
What do you think of the NFL's, that I guess basically started last year, was the whole thing that what they're doing for the month of October and that kind of thing?
I think it's awesome. I think that as much recognition as possible should be done on a daily basis to help fight it. I believe that there's not enough press that goes on behind the scenes on what people really go through to fight it. There are a lot of things that people really don't know about breast cancer and how invasive it can be. and how tough it can be for individuals. And I just think it's wonderful that they have embraced this battle, you know, to assist and to help women and men who are going through through this fight.
Yolanda, did they ultimately determine that that sickness in February was tied to the breast cancer, or was that an unrelated thing?
They have never been able to determine that. I just think that it was just an act of God to allow me to see and to go to the doctors to see that that, you know, something was going on, and I actually found it.
How much Jared, Jared's by your side today. Can you just talk about what it's meant to you to have him with you every step of the way?
A parent could not have a more wonderful child. He has, from the time that I told him, I really hid it from him at first, because I did not want it to interfere with his school, you know, his studies. And but from the day that he found out, he has been wonderful, and a parent could not ask for more support from a child.
What is your message about self-examination?
Every day, you should examine yourself. I am a person who, as I state, since I was 12 years old, had been bothered or hampered with lumps in my breast. And I had checked myself on a regular basis, but for some reason, when I began going through the illness that I was going through, I didn't check for the entire time in January, but when I checked in February, you know, it was there. You know, I just think it's very important. You know, if you have to take a calendar and put on the calendar every day that you have checked, then I think that that's a wonderful thing for everyone to do.
Jared, do you think, I mean, you obviously have been touched by this directly. I mean, I'm sure a lot of your teammates have it. How easy is it to impress upon them how important this is? And, you know, they're not just wearing pink because it's something different to do. It's an important cause.
I think it's very imperative because it affects a lot of people. And it could have very easily affected many other teammates. Like last year was Amon Hall, his mom had it, you know. So the pink stands for something greater than just wearing it. It stands for a fight, for a struggle, for resiliency in women. So I think it's awesome what the NFL is doing for it. And I think it's awesome that they allow us to wear it this whole month and to represent many people. Everybody who's ever known somebody who's ever been through it or fought through it, we have the opportunity to represent them.
Yolanda, you're really raising the flag for more than just the Titans family. You're raising the flag for the fight against breast cancer on Thursday night, right?
Absolutely, I am, and I am honored to have been chosen to do that. And it has allowed me to think about some things. You know, and just to think more about what I can do more, you know, in this fight, and to bring a deeper awareness to individuals all over the United States. And I am hoping that once I raise that flag that people will look at it and think and say, what can I do? You know, how can I help in this fight? Okay, thank you.